All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number as we await the phone call from the governor this morning. It's a great honor and the privilege to have the governor of the state of Wisconsin on the line, and as promised, right on time. Good morning to you, Governor Evers. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very good, Earl. And Earl the Elder, as I understand, you're part of the voices of the elders.
you know, Governor Evers, you being an elder yourself, you're not an honorary elder. You are an elder. And so you can join us because you're just at the right age.
Yeah, that's a great theory. But anyway, thank you for all that good work you're doing. I'm really excited about the resources we're going to be able to provide to folks this summer to keep young people safe, doing something productive, earning money, learning about jobs, but also mainly making sure that what they're learning is something that's going to be valued to them, very valuable to them. So I'm very excited about the program, and I wanted to thank you personally for what your elders are doing, the voices of the elders. That's great.
You know, Governor Evers, it was a thought that I had as I was watching these young boys stealing these cars and got really sick to my stomach. And I said that if we can't stop boys 10 to 15 years old, Governor Evers, from stealing cars, then what is it all for? What are we doing? Yeah. And so I was waiting on others, and the idea came to me that men of your and my generation are the ones who have to give guidance and direction to boys. That's the way this is set up, right?
Right, exactly. No, that's exciting. I mean, everybody's thinking about summer, how it might be a difficult time and all that. And, we have a lot of young boys coming out of COVID-19 world and learning at home for part time during this last year and the years before that. So yeah, there's been a lot of stress on everybody, and the youth of Milwaukee really need some guidance. And so whatever happens this summer, I know it's going to be a real positive thing.
Well, you know, Governor Evers, first off, government has stepped up. The mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, has certainly kind of led in making this dream become a reality. The Employ Milwaukee, I can't say enough about Employ Milwaukee. I can't say enough about MPS. I can't say enough about a lot of people and average people who have stepped up and realized that we must change this. We can look at everybody else and people say law enforcement and all of those things, but it's really the everyday citizen who has to play a role in making things better. You keep getting, hits from people saying that, we need more law enforcement, more law enforcement, more law enforcement. It's not always that.
Right. Yeah. And on top of it, we've provided a significant level of money on issues of violence in the state of Wisconsin, including Milwaukee. And $100 million is a chump change. And the police, and some of it went directly to the police department. So if they wish to expand their services, it's within their ability to do so. So, yeah, I understand it's politics is silly season, but at the end of the day, we have stepped up. We provided some resources and some significant resources you know, the federal funds that we've had have gone for all sorts of things, and there's obviously a real important one is to help people in Milwaukee and our other parts of the state recover from the pandemic, and a lot of that has to do with public safety, violence prevention, victim services, all those things we've invested in.
You know, Governor Evers, if it wasn't for Governor Evers, you have, ever since you've been where you are, been at the vanguard of fighting people, unfortunately, who are in government who don't see it through the lens that you see it through. And so when we began this quest of talking about this, my thing was, when you and I were kids, you know, did you have a paper out?
Yes.
I don't know anybody from our generation who didn't have one. But it taught us so much. It taught us work ethic. And that was the way our society was set up, to give us those life lessons. And those are no longer there. And so that's what we've got to do, is we've got to give young boys and young girls life lessons, and especially learning the importance of work ethic. And so that's what's at the root of this. And then at the end of it, once they receive an award for doing what they're doing, and they get their name on something and there's pride, they'll never go the other way. You know, because you and I and our generation, that's what happened with us.
That's right. Yeah, we had adults in our lives that made a difference. Absolutely. Yeah, and you had mentioned the Milwaukee mayor. He's been very clear around this issue too, and is a great partner, and you know, demonstrating a commitment to young people in Milwaukee, and that's our future. We've got to make sure they get there. There's a lot of violence, and we, you know, not only do we need them to get there, but we need to have them there with the right value system.
You know, Governor Evers, you and others have made it possible that these 200 boys, we guarantee you, they won't be involved in stealing cars. They won't be involved with sticking guns in people's faces, because they're going to understand that the pride that one gets when they're given opportunities, and the importance of, and the value of learning and earning. And the earlier we can get that lesson taught to young boys, the less we're going to need law enforcement officers, right? I mean, it really does make sense that the earlier you catch young people, and give them opportunities, the less you're going to need law enforcement on the other end. Because when you and I were young, we saw that. There wasn't as many law enforcement officers around the country when you and I were young as there is now, because opportunities dried up in the society.
Right, absolutely, and learning those skills that those 200 young people are going to learn this summer really will set this. You know, it could very possibly set the stage for the rest of their lives, and having them be successful, and frankly, when they're elders, they can return the favor.
You know, Governor Evers, I know you're busy. I know you have to go. I thank you from the depths of my heart. I thank you, and I'm speaking for all of those children and their families, for the opportunities that they are going to get that will, as you just stated, will impact and affect them for the rest of their lives. And from everything that I'm hearing, it's a beginning. And that we may see, you know, other young people who are going to get the opportunity to participate this in the years that come. Thank you for thinking absolutely about these children in our city, and congratulations on being the kind of person that you are.
Well, thank you, Elder Earl. I appreciate your good work. I appreciate your good work, and keep it up, and let's stay in touch.
All right, we will. Thank you very much. That's the governor of the state of Wisconsin, you know, Governor Evers, and you know, it does matter who's in office. I mean, it certainly matters who's in office. And people can say whatever it is they want to say about that man, Governor Evers. But I can tell you that I am blessed to know him from the inside out and not from the outside in. And you can't find a more genuine person than Governor Evers. And it's because of the kind of a man he is, and not because of the support that he's going to be given to these children and their families. I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying it because of every move that he makes. It's from the perspective of what's in the best interest of all the people. Okay? And not what's in the best interest of the people who have all the gold. And so that's why I say he is as good a person as you're going to find anywhere. We need him. Our state needs him. Our state has been blessed since he's been in control of it. And we got to make sure that he stays where he is. Because, you know, it's only been a few years since we had Scott Walker. And we know what that was. And now that there's a man with compassion and vision enough to say that the people should always come first, we got to do everything within our power to keep him there. Governor Evers, thank you. And during this election season, this microphone is always open for you at any point in time. But thank you. It's good to be able to say not only are you the governor, but it's good to say that you're my friend. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.